You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, here to offer you a spiritual perspective on everything happening in the world right now. What if everything, every single thing that is happening right now on Earth is perfect? Perfect for you, perfect for me, perfect for the Earth's highest divine plan. What if? These are unprecedented times, at least in modern history, that we as a planet and a human race are experiencing together. There are a lot of seemingly terrible and negative things happening as a result of the COVID-19 virus. And there are a lot of interestingly positive things happening around the world because of it, too. I happen to believe that the Earth is up-leveling, and that we as a species are in a process of elevating our consciousness to catch up to where the Earth needs us to be. So what if everything happening right now on Earth is actually perfect? Just a thought. Take it or leave it. This is our season of miracles, and I am devoting this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that are going to be used throughout this season. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. In this episode, we are sharing a myriad of more true miraculous experiences, all attributed to Master John Douglas and the Master Healing Angels, including a miracle involving a car accident, a housing miracle, a miracle involving fear of heights, and more. This episode is all about showing that there are many ways the angels are capable of helping us beyond health issues. Let's jump right into it today. Are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
Hi, my name is Georgia. I had an amazing experience. I'm very grateful to be alive. 2 months after I came back from a workshop with Master John, I was involved in a very serious car crash. Not my fault. Car came out of nowhere, hit me broadside. I wasn't going that fast, but the car was totaled. I felt in that moment a bubble of protection around me, like I was moving in slow motion. And the guy that, the tow truck man who appeared, said he'd never seen a car that destroyed, that did not touch the person, not one scratch, nothing. Like I was literally encased. And if I ever needed an example of a miracle, this was it. I've never been in a car crash like this before. So I crawled out of the car. The guy who hit me also was, his car was totaled. He was completely fine. We hugged. There was a lot of love. And I just knew that this was a huge event karmically for me, that I was being saved and to be grateful for it. So I'm just here to tell the tale.
That's amazing. I feel a lot of emotion when you're telling me about hugging the other person. It feels like it was kind of a setup almost.
It's a setup. We looked into each other's eyes and I said, are you okay? He said, yes. He was very concerned about me. There was no animosity, nothing. And I just looked around and there was total destruction. I've never been in a car crash like that or anything like that. And I remember thinking, because I was wearing flip-flops and it was a hot day, that that's not a good thing to wear in a car crash, just flip-flops. And I was completely fine, nothing, not even a bruise, nothing. Just enveloped in the protection. Now, I don't understand why this happened, except it was grace. it was grace for others, for myself, and possibly payback that something I needed to do. No idea, since Master John talks about karmic rent, and sometimes we have things happen that we don't understand. But whoa. And it transformed my life. That was October 22nd. It was
of this year.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't wait to tell you.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 months exactly to the day that our workshop ended. And oh my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still in shock from it. In gratitude.
And it felt like you were protected.
Completely protected. I felt like an invisible bubble. Gossamer. It was like gossamer feathers, you know, like a kind of translucent bubble. Mm-hmm. That surrounded me for days after that.
Wow.
Days. And everything's gone real smoothly with insurance. I just feel, and it's not even a concern. It's like, okay, that happened. And there's so much we don't know in terms of grace and miracles that are happening all around us. This was really, I might have thought, what did I do wrong to deserve this? But the fact was, I was completely unharmed. And it literally came out of nowhere. So that, like a poltergeist or something, it was a setup.
Right. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing.
So welcome.
Hi, I'm Mel. I live in Chicago, Illinois, and I can't wait to share my miracle.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I was living in Los Angeles about a year ago, and I finally got my first apartment out there. I was so excited. And I don't do well with smoke, so I got a non-smoking building, and I moved in, and after living there a few days, I didn't feel well, and it was just, you could smell smoke coming in from the vents, and everything, all my clothing, everything smelled, and it was just awful, and I didn't feel right. I felt off. I was shaking. I'd never experienced the feeling before, so I wasn't sure what to compare it to, but thankfully, a Master John event was coming up, so I saw him a week after, and I was telling him about it, and he ended up checking my body, and he was saying that what was coming in through my vent was drugs the people were smoking was laced, and it was coming in through my air vents, and I was just breathing it in, and even my dog was shaking and acting weird. It was crazy. I guess that's how you feel when whatever they were smoking. So he instantly cleared my body of it, cleared the dog, and I immediately felt calm and could like breathe again and just felt like myself. My mind was back, everything. And so he's like, yeah, he says everything so lovingly. He's like, move if you can. And I was like, yeah, I just started a lease a week ago and they're not going to want to let me out of it.
Right.
And he was so cute. He goes, hold on. He goes, yep, I'm going to do something for that.
Wow.
And I thought, what? And he goes, he did his thing for a few minutes. He goes, okay, I just helped you with that. It was so vague. And it was just the cutest thing. I'm like, but I knew, I was like, it's going to be okay. And so I went home and emailed the apartment company. And I said, this is a non-smoking building. I'm breathing in the smoke. You know, I'm going to need to move. And they responded and they were like, okay, if you're not feeling well, we'll let you out of the lease.
Wow.
No restrictions, anything. And I thought, what in the world?
Yep.
That is unheard of. I couldn't even believe it. And I was just so thankful. I kept saying, thank you, Master John. Thank you, Master John. And even with that, on my way out of the event, I was walking and I ran into another elite member, and he was going on a trip for a month, and he goes, oh, I have a place for you to live, my one bedroom apartment. I'm going to be gone. It's going to literally be empty. Here, I'll give you the keys tomorrow.
Wow.
So the lease was taken care of and I wasn't homeless. It couldn't have been smoother.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a good
really
one.
Lovely.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Michelle, and I've had a pretty exciting lifetime up until about, in my late 40s. Successful, worked real hard, but have always felt like I didn't really want to be on this earth. Not in a real negative way, just it felt like I didn't belong. I didn't I didn't have real purpose, even though I was very successful. And then I ran across Master John and his teachings and his tools. And through those, the use of the constant use of the tools, it has literally changed my life. Literally. Come from a point of wanting to take off and not be here anymore. Not suicidal, but just not wanting to be here on this earth. To now flourishing here, loving being here on the earth, and also a completely different lifestyle change, a different career change. I now know my dharma. I now know my purpose, why I'm here on this earth, my spiritual value, who I am in my divine self. And that right there is the most important thing in my entire life. So I am truly, truly grateful to Master John for the influence he has in my life. Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Barry. I want to share a miracle with you that's happened with me and working with John over the years. I'm 69 now. And when I first met John, I was in my late 50s. And you know how when you're a kid, you always wonder, what am I going to do with my life?
Sure.
And that question never goes away. So that was something that has always bothered me. I've done lots of things in my life. But what I really want to do with my life. And so I started working with John and doing the processes. And it became very clear that I just had this huge amount of fear about choosing and
making decisions and making
the commitment to, I mean, I had a lot of good ideas, but I never would really follow through.
Sure.
And, you know, the fear of failure, I think, probably to specify it. So, but after work with him, the fear dissipated. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but all of a sudden it became clear to me that I decided I was going to become a massage therapist because I had worked in the medical field when I was younger. Didn't want to go back to school, but this was something where I could actually work with clients directly, with patients directly. So with the fear removed, I went back to massage school, got my certification, and became a very successful massage therapist. And I never would have done that if I hadn't done the work with John, because it's almost like he cleared the way for me to be empowered to choose, you know, choose that for myself. So,
wow.
So, that's a miracle for me.
Absolutely. That's great. One more question. Did you believe in miracles before Master John came into your life?
Not much.
No?
I'm pretty fixed and stubborn, and that's been a challenge, but he's opened my eyes a lot about what's possible. I mean, what was possible before is, I mean, I'm light years, and the opportunities and things that come my way now just weren't possible before.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cindy. I've been attending Master John workshops since about 2014, and I attended his advanced training course in fall of 2015, and I've had many, many miracles, big and small, since then, medical miracles and other things. But the one I'm going to tell you about today happened to me just yesterday. So here in Wisconsin, probably similar to other places in the United States, we've had some hoarding situations going on with food and paper supplies. And honestly, the food situation seems pretty good here at the moment. But because I don't listen to the news very often, I was caught pretty flat-footed when the hoarding of toilet paper started a couple of weeks ago, and found myself between myself and my two daughters. We did not have too much of a backup supply, not too much of a supply for too long. And that's, of course, a concern. So, but I would talk with my angels, dialogue with them, and really I dialogue a lot with Master John in my awareness somehow. And based on other experience with them, I was told this time, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. It'll work out. It'll work out. And I did receive some supply from a couple of guy friends I have who had more than they needed. And that was super nice. But the miracle, so I had driven out about a 20-minute drive to a state park to take a walk yesterday because we were still allowed to walk around and be outside and stuff. I don't know what's going to happen after today, but got out there, had a wonderful walk, got back into the car, and on my way back home, it's a freeway situation with a 20-minute drive or so, and I thought to myself, oh, there's a Target off of this first exit, and I wonder if I should check that for toilet paper. And immediately got, no, go to the Target near your home. So instead, I kept driving and I drove into the parking lot of the Target near my home and took a cart, went all the way to the back of the store to the two aisles where I know the paper products are. And I looked down those aisles and just pure white shelving, nothing in either aisle. And I had seen this in other stores before and was a bit crestfallen, but yet not shocked. Decided to head back toward the front door. And I got halfway back and I thought, you know, I'm going to get some milk. So I left my big cart right there and I walked back to where the milk is, also in the back of the store. Got my milk, closed the door to the refrigerator there, turned to the left, and I saw off in the distance an end cap to some of the rows where the paper products would be. And there were some things sitting there, and I could tell it wasn't the shape of toilet paper, but I thought it caught my eye. I started to walk toward it. And then as I got closer, I saw in the aisle on the far wall, all the way at the back of the store, I saw on the top shelf 2 4-packs of toilet paper. And it was like they were glowing like a heavenly glow. And I might be exaggerating here, but that's how I felt about it. And I could only purchase one based on they don't want to have runs on this stuff anymore. But I picked it off the top of the shelf. And at that moment, a Target employee kind of appeared out of a back doorway. And she was like, wow, I can't even believe that's there. That wasn't there before. And I said, I can't believe it either. And I hugged that 4-pack of toilet paper all the way back to the front of the store with a gigantic smile on my face. And I just feel, I know it sounds trivial and crazy, but I just feel that my surrendering to what the situation was and knowing that I'd be taken care of, and the angels took care of me. So that's my miracle story.
So hi, my name is Uche, and I wanted to talk about my miracle as it pertains to something that had been with me for 3 decades. So I was born with a severe fear of heights. I wouldn't be able to go into high places that were outdoors or in where I could see the edge. I literally would have a flight or fight reaction where my knees would lock up. I couldn't walk. I could barely breathe. And I literally, my vision became way dimmer. I couldn't really see well. So it's a very tough situation. I wasn't able to travel to many places just because I would have to plan around this condition. Wow. So I went to the Grand A event in May, I think around Memorial Weekend. I did a Silent Faith remote. I just had no expectation. I just met Master John 2 weeks before, but you know, I said, let me try, because already he had been such a blessing in my life. And so I went up the chapel. I struggled to go up the chapel the next day, just because to me that was from a high altitude. And lo and behold, after being in the chapel, coming back down, I did not have a fear. Like, it's still kind of a shock, because you know, you've had something for over 30 years and then all of a sudden it's gone. And you know, every time I think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, it really happened to me. So I came down. I didn't have any problems. I didn't need assistance to walk down. And then ever since then, I've been testing it out. I now live on the 22nd floor of my building, the top floor. And
no.
And I have a balcony and it's all glass. So I mean, when I say I'm testing it out, I went full blown because quite honestly, it's like I'm just experiencing high altitude views for the first time because I would never be able to look. In fact, today I went to the Willis Tower and I actually stood on the ledge. So this is not like, oh, yay, I think it's solved. No, it's solved.
Wow.
Like I stood on the ledge, I got pictures and I did it twice, actually. I stood on the glass ledge twice. So to me, like I've been trying to deal with this condition my whole life. And all of a sudden this year, 2019, it's a marked year in my experience in this life because it seems trivial, but it affected the way I lived my life. So there's a certain level of freedom I have now that I just wouldn't have if it wasn't for Master John. So super grateful.
That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to all of our amazing guests for today's episode. I really love this one because it shows many different ways the angels can assist us. And there are different angels for different specialties, health angels, real estate angels, car trouble angels, finding lost item angels, parking angels. I use these a lot in Washington, D.C., and so much more. So if you are having an interesting issue and would like some divine intervention, call upon the type of assistance you need from the angels and just see what happens. I've said this before on this podcast, but I want to reiterate, you need to ask for help in order to receive help, particularly angelic help. In my experience, they aren't allowed to interfere here with individuals without being asked. So ask an angel for help and see what happens. If something does happen, then email us at info@letsgetmeta.com to share. On our bonus content today, we will be hearing a story from Cindy about how the angels can help with time and also how different dimensional realities might just actually be a thing. Listen by going to patreon.com/letsgetmeta and becoming a patron of the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast. For just $2 a month, you can be the Earth Angels who help keep this podcast going. If you are enjoying the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast for free. Give us a 5-star rating, write us a review. Reviews are actually really, really great for us, you all. So please write one, especially on Apple Podcasts. It's really easy to do in your app. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. Share Let's Get Meta with your friends. We want this high vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible. And your likes, stars, reviews, and shares help to make that happen. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you for listening during these uncertain and interesting times. Stay calm, stay safe, and for heaven's sake, stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Metaphysical.